Today's program has been brought to you by Fairway Market, like no other market, a New York City institution that sells the best local, national, and international artisan foods for prices that can't be beat. For more information, visit fairwaymarket.com.
Each year, there are several holidays that we all look forward to, such as Thanksgiving, Independence Day, Christmas, and more. And at each of these holidays, most people enjoy sitting down with their loved ones to enjoy a home-cooked meal. So how come no one has ever proposed a holiday to remember the people who feed us? Patrick Martins, founder of Heritage Foods USA, explains.
We demand that the President of the United States, with the full support of the United States Congress, declare a National Farmers Day to celebrate the people responsible for our agriculture, past, present, and future. There are only 11 federal holidays: Thanksgiving, Martin Luther King's birthday, President's Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, and Veterans Day among them. But we need one more to celebrate and remember the people who feed us. Even the groundhog popping out of its hole and predicting the weather gets more play than our farmers. We propose that Farmers Day should occur on August 1st, the beginning of the slowest in spirit month of the year. It would be a day for farmers to come to the city and for city dwellers to travel to the farm. All in an effort for Americans to connect to the heroes behind our food supply. Everyone is welcome, from the people of Kansas and the Carolinas, Texas and Memphis, who party low and slow, to San Francisco vegans and all manners of omnivores. All of us will band together to celebrate the American farmer and Earth's bounty. Every culture we can think of has a harvest day except America. We have become too disconnected from the seasons, from a sense of place, from a time when foods were not available all year round. National Farmers Day will be a chance to taste new food and get closer to the earth. Most importantly, it's for our children, who should learn where their food comes from and to foster a curiosity and respect for what they eat. We see livestock competitions and farm dinners across the country. Trendy butter churners, urban farmers, chic butchers, and vanguard bakers basking in the glory of American tradition. This is the time to promote a new wave of agritourism, from Amish farms to amber waves of grain, orchard, ranches, and vineyards. And there shall be a federal mandate for the sun to shine. National Farmers Day is a day for hay rides, riding horses and goats pulling carts of children, egg tossing, potato sack racing, bobbing for apples, milking and petting animals, barn raisings, and pie eating contests. On Farmers Day, animals will parade down Fifth Avenue and cities will blossom into green markets. It's a time for feasting and for farmers to be honored at the restaurants where they sell their food. But to rebuild our food culture and guarantee that our children will grow up embracing healthy, natural food, we'll have to be vigilant to keep the industrial farm complex from co-opting the event as publicity for their corporate agriculture. Know that they will come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are as ravening wolves. We are a nation raised up on the backs of our farmers, and National Farmers Day will celebrate the traditions of our very best foods while promoting a healthy future secured by American independent farmers, the hardest working people in the world.
Thanks for listening.